From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. A Nigerian man is facing federal charges in what the White House is calling a failed terrorist attack on a Northwest Airlines flight. The attack occurred as the plane approached Detroit's airport on Christmas Day. Michigan Radio's Sarah Swick reports.
The federal criminal complaint says Abdul Muttalib ignited a device attached to his leg before being subdued by passengers and flight crew. FBI preliminary analysis shows the device contained a high explosive. Abdul Muttalib was burned by a resulting fire and sent to the University of Michigan Medical Center for treatment. He was arraigned there on Saturday. The FBI and other federal law enforcement agencies continue to investigate the attack and Abdul Muttalib, who claimed to be acting on behalf of Al-Qaeda. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Swick in Detroit.
The incident has prompted tighter security on U.S.-bound flights. Air travel expert Terry Tripler says passengers should limit carry-on items in the coming weeks.
If at all possible, don't carry on any liquids, any gels, anything. Put that in your checked baggage. Carry on the absolute minimum. Let's make this go smoother. Because one thing I think we can count on, we can probably count on a little more security.
Some carriers are telling customers new government regulations will prohibit them from leaving their seats starting an hour before landing. There are reports from Iran saying security teams are attacking protesters in several Iranian cities. None of the reports can be verified because Iran has banned all foreign media coverage, especially of demonstrations. But different websites and Twitter feeds suggest the clashes are violent and that protesters have been killed. This is the religious holiday of Ashura, and the observance is drawing many Iranians outdoors already. The snowstorms that swept across the country's midsection in recent days have started to subside, but travel is still limited in some areas. Tom Weber reports from Minnesota Public Radio.
Duluth, Minnesota, and Grand Forks, North Dakota are among the cities across the northern United States that have reported more than 20 inches of snow. That initial storm in those states has given way to drifting snow that's hampering visibility on roads. Officials reopened all of Interstate 80 across Nebraska, but warned that poor road conditions continue. Several drivers abandoned their cars in the northeast part of that state. South Dakota state troopers helped nearly 200 people who were stranded or needed help getting through snowy roads. And in Chicago, snow and ice, along with rain on the East Coast, combined to cause more than 450 flight delays or cancellations. For NPR News, I'm Tom Weber in St. Paul.
Civil rights attorney Percy Sutton has died. He was 89. His death was confirmed by the office of New York Governor David Patterson. Sutton represented Malcolm X and served in the New York State Assembly. He became the state's highest elected black official in 1966 when he became Manhattan Borough President. This is NPR. The U.S. Embassy in Beijing says it is aware of American missionary Robert Park, who has apparently crossed into North Korea. The Christian missionary is apparently carrying a letter for North Korean leader Kim Jong-il to free political prisoners and close his country's infamous political prisons. Park supporters say they haven't heard from him but believe he has been arrested. Guinea worm, a scourge of the developing world, has been eradicated in Nigeria. NPR's Joanne Silberner has more.
Guinea worm, or dracunculiasis, is contracted through drinking water contaminated by tiny shrimp-like creatures, which in turn carry guinea worm larvae. Infection isn't lethal, but it's very painful. Once imbibed, the larvae settle in and grow into worms that eventually come out through the skin, a debilitating and painful process that can take weeks. Guinea worm can be prevented by filtering drinking water through a cloth or treating water supplies with chemicals. 20 years ago, Nigeria had more guinea worm per capita than any other country. A concerted effort brought the number of cases down to zero last year, according to the Nigeria National Guinea Worm Eradication Program and the Carter Center. Guinea worm remains in some other countries, though, most notably Sudan, where eradication efforts have been blocked by the conflict there. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.
Scientists continue to watch the Mayon volcano in the eastern Philippines. They say it's calm, but lava is overtopping the dome and spilling down the sides. Nearly 50,000 people evacuated a 5-mile region around Mayon as experts warn of a coming massive eruption. But as the volcano gets quieter, residents wonder if it's safe to return. Scientists say the situation is potentially lethal. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.